The history of medieval Spain cannot be understood without examining the extraordinary life of Abd al-Rahman I, the man who transformed a distant province on the western edge of the Islamic world into one of the most influential political and cultural centers of the Middle Ages. His story is one of survival, ambition, intelligence, and resilience. Few rulers in history experienced such dramatic reversals of fortune. Born into one of the most powerful dynasties of the Islamic world, he witnessed the destruction of his family, escaped certain death through courage and determination, crossed deserts and seas as a fugitive, and ultimately founded a new state that would endure for centuries. Because of these achievements, later generations would remember him as the Falcon of Quraysh, a title that reflected both his noble lineage and his remarkable ability to rise above adversity. To appreciate the significance of Abd al-Rahman's accomplishments, it is necessary to understand the world into which he was born. The Umayyad Caliphate was one of the largest empires the world had ever seen. During the late 7th century and early 8th century, Umayyad armies expanded rapidly across North Africa, the Middle East, Central Asia, and the Iberian Peninsula. The empire stretched from the borders of India to the Atlantic Ocean. Its capital, Damascus, was one of the wealthiest and most sophisticated cities in the world. Trade routes connected distant regions, bringing goods, ideas, and cultures together under a single political authority. Abd al-Rahman was born around the year 731 into this environment of power and prosperity. He belonged to the ruling family itself. His grandfather was the Umayyad Caliph Hisham ibn Abd al-Malik, one of the strongest rulers of the dynasty. From birth, Abd al-Rahman enjoyed privileges few people could imagine. He received an education suitable for a prince, learned the traditions of governance, and became familiar with military affairs. Members of the Umayyad family expected to occupy positions of influence throughout the empire. The future seemed secure. Yet beneath the apparent strength of the Umayyad state, serious tensions were developing. The empire had expanded so rapidly that governing its vast territories became increasingly difficult. Different ethnic groups, tribal factions, and political interests competed for influence. Many Muslims criticized the Umayyads for what they perceived as excessive luxury and favoritism. Others believed that leadership of the Islamic community should belong to descendants of the Prophet Muhammad through different family lines. Among the most determined opponents of the Umayyads were supporters of the Abbasid family, descendants of Al-Abbas, an uncle of the Prophet. The Abbasids skillfully built alliances among dissatisfied groups throughout the empire. They promised reform, justice, and a new political order. Over time, their movement gained momentum, especially in the eastern provinces. By the middle of the 8th century, the Abbasid Revolution had become an unstoppable force. In 750, the decisive confrontation occurred at the Battle of the Zab River. The Abbasid forces defeated the Umayyad army, effectively ending Umayyad rule in the Middle East. What followed was not merely a change of government. It was a systematic effort to eliminate the entire Umayyad dynasty. For members of the ruling family, the consequences were catastrophic. Abbasid leaders understood that surviving Umayyad princes could become rallying points for future rebellions. Therefore, many members of the dynasty were hunted down and killed. Palaces that had once symbolized power became places of terror. Families were scattered. Trusted allies disappeared. The world Abd al-Rahman had known since childhood collapsed almost overnight. At the time of the Abbasid victory, Abd al-Rahman was still a young man in his late teens or early 20s. Suddenly, he found himself transformed from prince to fugitive.